A poem was written in 1897 for Queen Victoria's Diamond Jubilee entitled Recessional. It created a divided opinion. One opinion was that it was a moment of national repentance. The other opinion was that it was undermining British strength. The same poem, producing two different opinions. Let me read it to you. God of our fathers known of old, Lord of our far-flung battle line, beneath whose awful hand we hold dominion over palm and pine. Lord God of hosts, be with us yet, lest we forget. The tumult and the shouting dies, the captains and the kings depart. Still stands thine ancient sacrifice, an humble and a contrite heart. Lord God of hosts, be with us yet, lest we forget. Far called, our navies melt away, on dune and headland sinks the fire. Lo, all our pomp of yesterday is one with Nineveh and Tyre. Judge of the nations, spare us yet, lest we forget. If, drunk with sight of power, we lose wild tongues that have not thee in awe, such boastings as the Gentiles use, or lesser breeds without the law, Lord God of hosts, be with us yet, lest we forget. The phrase, lest we forget, was penned in this poem in 1897 and became more famous, more recognized after World War I and all the calamities and tragedies that took place in World War I. Lest we forget. Looking at memorials, lest we forget. I believe that there is a tag on the flagpole right outside us here, a tag with somebody's name on it for the sole purpose of honoring that individual, lest we forget. There's a tag on the piano presented as a memorial to honor somebody, lest we forget. Dedicated a multi-purpose building in Evansville at the Pilgrim Holiness Church in the honor of the pastor who was there as the pastor during the tumultuous years of the merge. And he, along with two other pastors in the Pilgrim Holiness denomination, chose not to go with the merge, and that created a firestorm and pressure that mounted. And what we know today as the Midwest Pilgrim Holiness Church was born. And we honored John Yount by naming the multipurpose building after him, lest they forget. Joshua chapter 4 and verse 6 and first part of verse 7 says that this may be a sign among you that when your children ask their fathers in time to come, saying, what mean ye by these stones? Then ye shall answer them. Then ye shall answer them. Do you hear that other phrase in those words? Lest we forget. Memorial Day is a day that is set aside to remember those who gave their lives in service to our nation. We stand on their shoulders today. All across America, there's monuments that stand in town squares, cemeteries that are decorated with flags. Families pause to remember the sacrifices that purchased freedoms way back that we enjoy to this day. God always also has understood the importance of remembering. All throughout Scripture, especially speaking in the Old Testament, he instructed his people over and over again to establish memorials so that future generations would never forget his wonders, his works, his faithfulness, as well as the sacrifices that brought them where they were. Memorial Day and biblical monuments or memorials share a common purpose, and that common purpose between the two is to remember and to honor and to teach, to instruct. Memorial preserves the memory that of a great sacrifice. When Israel of old, they crossed over the Jordan River, God commanded them as they crossed over. It was a monumental day, it really was. They had anticipated that day for 40 years as they wandered in the wilderness. They had anticipated that day, and God had commanded them as they crossed over the Jordan River to carry out from the riverbed 12 stones to establish a memorial on the bank of that river. Just simply some stones to carry out that were designed in purpose to testify of God's miraculous bringing out of his people from Egypt and across the deserts and across the wilderness and entering into the promised land. Are you hearing what I'm saying this morning? Lest we forget, we need to set up memorials and establish memorials so that our children will ask the question, why or what means these stones? Every time someone saw those stones, they remembered what God had done for them. And if they did not remember, it gave them an opportunity to ask what they meant, and somebody had the opportunity to share the blessed story of what it took and why it was necessary to have that monument of 12 stones. Memorial Day reminds us that our freedoms were not free. They were purchased through great sacrifice. All across our country, there's graves of fallen soldiers that testify that someone gave their life so that others could be free. Others could enjoy liberty. We come into the biblical setting, we also see the greatest memorial of sacrifice can be pictured, in our minds at least, of that cross of Calvary. Not just simply any cross that was placed in the Mount of Golgotha, but there's that one cross specifically as a memorial to the greatest sacrifice ever given and ever provided. Every time we look at Calvary, every time we see the cross, we are reminded of our salvation and that it was purchased by the blood of Jesus Christ, the Son of God. John records in John 15:13, greater love hath no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends. The cross stands as a divine memorial to the greatest sacrifice ever made. What does that mean for us? It means this morning that as we remember sacrifices, it should produce gratitude. We honor fallen soldiers by appreciating the freedoms that they secured for us. And we honor Christ by living faithfully in the salvation that he has purchased for us. Purchased for us. Memorials also teach for future generations. You see, God specifically told the children of Israel to establish this memorial in Joshua chapter 4 for the purpose of teaching the future generation, so that when your children ask, why are these stones here? What is the purpose behind them? Or why were they placed here when we don't seem to use them in any other way in the midst of our lives? Why are they here? You have an opportunity to tell them of the miraculous crossing, the miraculous bringing of the children of Israel out of bondage into the promised land. It was to teach those that would come afterward. Why is it necessary to teach those that come afterward? Let me say it again. You haven't heard it enough this morning, lest we forget. Lest we forget. You see, the generation that forgets its history is a generation that is headed for trouble. Throughout Scripture, God established memorials that taught succeeding generations, such as the Passover. It was necessary for a symbol to be placed, a process to go through. There was a memorial that was done in every year for the Passover to remind Israel of the deliverance from Egypt. The Sabbath was established to remind them of God's creation and the covenant that God made with people, with humanity. The stones at the Jordan reminded them of God's power. Memorial Day gives parents and grandparents an opportunity to tell the stories of courage and of sacrifice and of patriotism. These things ought to well up within us. I see as I look across the congregation, there's a number of you that are dressed in patriotic colors today. I hope all of you recognize the flag that's hanging on the pole. I hope that you as well recognize that there's a new flag hanging on a pole out here by the entrance. Why is that so important? I believe it's important so that we don't forget, that we are reminded. Why do we celebrate Memorial Day? We should have some kind of an answer to teach the future generations. Why do we go to church? Well, I believe that we should have an answer to teach our generations to come. Why do you serve Jesus? Well, again, I think that we should have an answer to teach somebody else why it's so important, and the purpose of that is lest we forget. Our memorials become opportunities to pass on truth to the next generation. Memorials also call us to faithfulness. Faithfulness is something that may be slipping away from our society today. We're moving very quickly into an entitled society rather than being faithful to the task. A memorial is not merely a marker of the past, but it's a challenge for the future. Every memorial stone in Israel reminded the people of their obligation to obey the God who had delivered them. Think about that. Every stone that was brought out, one for every tribe, I believe, one for every group of people, and it was to develop within them a marker, a challenge for the future, to remind the people of their obligation to obey the God who had delivered them. You can visit a military cemetery this weekend. You don't just simply go there to think about those that are deceased. But we should consider whether or not we are worthy stewards of the freedom that they purchased. Say, preacher, you're supposed to be preaching the Bible. Well, I believe that I'm trying to preach the Bible, but I'm also trying to preach something else that is very important for us as Christian Americans. Am I a worthy steward of the freedom that they purchased? We also find it very similarly when we remember Christ's sacrifice. We too are called to be faithful disciples of his sacrifice. When we talk about that we shouldn't take God's name in vain, we commonly think about that as somebody who uses God's name in an irreverent means or in an irreverent way in a sentence. But in all reality, it's also revealed within how we are stewards of the purchased salvation that He gives when we call ourselves a Christian and then show some other form of attitude or spirit. Taking God's name in vain. We are called to faithful discipleship. Romans chapter 12, verse 1, Paul challenges the believers to present themselves as a living sacrifice based on the sacrifice of that cross that stands as a divine memorial for our salvation. The question can be asked in secular situations as well as in biblical situations or the church: what did they do for us? Or what did they do for me? But we should also ask this question: what will I do because of what they did for me? How will I respond to what they did for me? How will I carry on to the next generation what they did for me? Memory of sacrifice should inspire dedication. We also find that there is a memorial book in heaven. Does that surprise any of you with all of the Old Testament memorials that are established when you realize that there's a memorial book in heaven? The Bible speaks about a heavenly memorial. It's found in Malachi chapter 3, verse 16. A book of remembrance was written before him for them that feared the Lord and that thought upon his name. I wonder what that memorial looks like today. Apparently, it was established a long time ago. Malachi was written a long time ago. Memorials today weather and fade. People have to continue to go out and restore those memorials, do things to keep them readable, clean. And yes, I've noticed that our memorial out here with the stone, Wise Bowl Community Church, it's about time for it to be repainted. It's time. It's peeled off so much. It fades, weathers. It's all that's real. But that memorial in heaven, God keeps perfect record. Never fades, never weathered. He remembers every prayer you've prayed. He remembers every act of faithfulness that you have ever given. He remembers every sacrifice that you have made for His kingdom. Every saint who has gone on before us, while they fade from our memory and we no longer can recall all the details, God, in perfect knowledge, remembers every detail, every prayer, every tear that has been ever cried and shed. And thank God this morning that there's people that have prayed for me that have shed tears for me, and those tears are bottled up in heaven. And I kind of think that that's the way it is for some of you, if not all of you. God keeps perfect record. God remembers His people. No sacrifice for Christ is ever forgotten. This Memorial Day, we remember three things. We remember, first of all, sacrifice must never be forgotten. Two, truth must be passed to the next generation. And three, remembrance should inspire renewed commitment. Not only as we look at the Memorial Day that is coming to us tomorrow, but we're also reminded of the stones beside the Jordan that stood as a silent witness to God's faithfulness. May it also be that there are some stones in our life that are silent testimonies, giving an opportunity for us to teach somebody who is following us that in our footsteps they will find that same satisfaction in purchased salvation through Jesus Christ. The crosses in military cemeteries stand as a witness to human courage. Above all, the cross of Christ stands as an eternal memorial of God's love. An eternal memorial. Did you hear that? It's an eternal memorial to God's love. No matter who you are, where you've been, what you've done, what your last name is or was. The cross of Christ stands as an eternal memorial of God's love. And on this Memorial Day, we honor those who gave their lives for our nation, but may we also remember the one who gave his life for our soul. And then also we remember those spiritual giants that we now stand on their shoulders in our day. We wouldn't be where we are without those that have come before us. Lest we forget. It has become a fitting Memorial Day phrase. Spiritually speaking, it also should be for us a biblical command to remember God's works, to remember the sacrifices of others, to remember the Savior who died and rose again. Keep that in mind. He rose again for you and for me, lest we forget. Now, that cross develops two opinions. One that is a stumbling block, and one that is a stepping stone. I encourage you today that if you don't know that one as a stepping stone, the cross of Calvary as a stepping stone, that you will remember his sacrifice for you. Even in your unbelief, he died to save you. I invite you to stand with me this morning. Lest we forget, let's share the gospel message. Let's share the redemptive power of the cross. Let's share the story of redemption. Praise God. Praise God. Angela Cook, would you dismiss us in prayer?